Can we get a number? One might think getting access to a phone number that could help with any issue or problem might be quite easy with today's technology, platforms, and ability to find things. While this may be true for some issues, it continues to be an area that gambling in particular is one that to this day still misses out on having 10 digits readily available for those impacted. This episode explores the interesting story of not being able to get a phone number listed and a new mission to get that changed.
This is Talking Addiction and Recovery, the podcast talking, you guessed it, all about addiction and recovery. Join your host, licensed professional counselor Andrew J. Schreier, as he and his guests break down recovery topics with raw honesty, delving into niche conversations around the topics of substance abuse, mental health, and gambling. We intend to meet individuals where they are on their own personal journey of recovery with dignity, respect, and compassion. We'll do more than talk addiction and recovery. We'll explore it. We're glad you've joined us. Here with today's episode, your host, Andrew Schreier.
This episode, you know, really came out of nowhere, and there's no way to introduce it in any other way. And I had no idea at the moment this whole story would really happen. It would end up being a full episode. I think, you know, that happens with podcasts. And the goal is that it won't stop, you know, here either, that this is going to lead to something that we accomplish at the end. So let's get right to it and talk about, you know, really asking if we can just get 10 digits, you know, a phone number available for those impacted by gambling. So there's a story to this, and I really had no intention of subscribing to Apple TV. It only happened as a result of purchasing tickets to a movie, and there was an offer for 30 days of the subscription. My thought was, let's give it a try, see what's there, and we can always cancel it in 30 days. And knowing myself, I never set a reminder. I didn't post anything in my schedule to say cancel Apple TV after 30 days. So, you know, here I am, still an Apple TV subscriber. Hopefully, when all is said and done, the impact of this and how it's going to outshine, you know, any of the content that I could ever watch from Apple TV and lead to something even bigger. And that's what this is really about. So because we were on 30-day free trial, you know, like, we dove right into starting to watch a series. And the first one that we had was The Crowded Room. And someone who does mental health counseling, that was intriguing. So watched the first episode, and I was taken back at the end when a message came across the screen about, it said, here to help. And there was a link to a website. And I didn't check it out at all. It wasn't anything that I was looking into until we watched the entire series, and I was like, okay, like, let's see what this is really about. And once I did, I was taken back, like, in a really good way, at the amount of resources that Apple TV has made available on this, like, resource page. And the message below with here to help was, connect with organizations that can provide support. You are not alone. And I think that's really incredible and amazing. The messaging is there, and having that be available is really great. And it was amazing to see how many different categories that there were to call or to look up more information. I mean, there are 8 categories in total, and there was a 9th one that featured, like, others. And I was proud to see ones that in my work as a counselor and clinic director, that is what we see quite frequently. You know, there was addiction and substance use. There was bullying, disordered eating, domestic violence and physical abuse, LGBTQ plus support, race and ethnicity, sexual violence, and suicide and self-harm. As someone who has provided counseling for all these years, like, these are all issues I've become familiar with. And to see all those listed was really amazing. You know, I was not expected to see that. I think part of me was thinking there was going to be just another number to one place, or maybe two places, maybe a organization that maybe touched on all of them. But that the fact that there was so many different ones was very, I was taken back by it in such a good way. The excitement for all of it diminished a little bit, kind of like deflated, you know, kind of a little air taken out as I noticed that a category was missing, and that was gambling. You know, there was no information about gambling on the website. You know, you could argue that would fall under addiction or mental health, but when you spend probably almost half of my career bringing awareness to gambling, you realize that this is such a common place for it to be, which is kept out of sight. So I wanted to, in the same moment, give Apple Plus, you know, its flowers and praise for providing much needed resources to their audiences. And was also feeling somewhat disappointed that, like, once again, those impacted by gambling can't even get a number or a website. You know, it's different when, you know, we're asking for funding, you know, to go to treatment, to go to research, to go to prevention, to go to education. And one of the things that's even hard to do is get a phone number or a website posted somewhere. And I left it at that. You know, I didn't attach too much to it. We moved on to the next show. So the next show was Masters of the Air. And it did not take long before gambling was shown in the series, you know, and it was interesting because in recent months, I read Fallen, A Veteran with a Gambling Addiction by David Yeager, who was a guest on the podcast. I've called him a colleague and friend in this work that we do. And, you know, his book focuses on addressing gambling among the military, and he's become quite an expert on that. And in part two of the series of Masters of Air, it even talks more about a connection on the topic of gambling and even some of the characters. And you see gambling being featured in it. So, you know, I go from one to another. And, you know, after watching it, I was like, okay, I want to go into Apple TV and search gambling. And boom, you know, 20 movies and TV series show up in the results. And I typed in poker, another set of, you know, movies or TV shows that relate to a topic came up. And, you know, there are references, you know, to gambling that go on in a lot of different shows. You don't even realize it at first, but, you know, someone here makes like a small bet, or I bet you, or there's playing cards, or there's a casino scene. So it's not just a show or a movie that is particularly about gambling or someone's gambling, but we know in a lot of other movies and shows, like, there's going to be, you know, references to gambling. And then when you think about it, you know, I was looking up the statistics, and Apple TV has an estimated 25 million paid subscribers, and there's another additional 50 million viewers who access the service via like a promotion, which I'm sure that's what I had at first, and then now I'm paying for it. But, you know, it's a lot of people that are then exposed to gambling and gambling related info, and the chance to really provide them with a gambling resource like they do for all the other topics. And I really want to emphasize that I'm not mad at Apple or even disappointed in them at the lack of a gambling number, because this happens so often. You know, this is not a unique thing that Apple TV missed out on. You know, I've said it, I've posted it, I've even tweeted it, that I think Apple deserve their flowers for this platform they've built. I also think it's an opportunity for them to, you know, like, lead the way, to stand out and be a resource for those impacted by gambling. And that's really like what this turned into was, as I saw this and as I thought more about it, it became a, I want to do whatever we can to get gambling added to that platform. And by getting it on a platform like that, maybe we can get someone else to see that and they add it to something that they're providing resources for. And that the ask is small. You know, it's to provide a phone number. You know, the main one we use is 800-GAMBLER, or a website, you know, which is ncpgambling.org, to be available for people who may be struggling with gambling, or a loved one who is concerned about someone's gambling. And maybe, like other people, they don't know much about it. You know, maybe they don't know the statistics out there. You know, when we look at 2.5 million U.S. adults are estimated to meet the criteria for a severe gambling problem in a given year. You know, there's another 5 to 8 million who would be considered to have like mild or moderate gambling problems. So in other words, they don't meet like a full diagnostic criteria for a disorder, but they meet one or more of the criteria and are experiencing problems due to their gambling behavior. The NCPG estimates that the annual national cost of problem gambling is $14 billion. And then this is a statistic to really highlight and emphasize that, according to recent reports, nearly half of all individuals battling a gambling disorder claim to have occasional or even daily thoughts about suicide. And we are going to talk about that again because of this connection with the phone number. And when we think about it, a phone number or a website that could help someone who's gambling is not social or recreational. You know, asking for a resource for someone who's gambling is likely having a significant impact on their lives and those around them. You know, 10 digits to be added as a resource, that's already there. That's already built. You know, people who are impacted by gambling deserve at minimum a phone number to call or a website to visit. You know, Apple TV Plus and their Here to Help platform has this opportunity to connect those impacted by gambling with professionals who are ready to step up and help. Like, there are those of us who do this and who are waiting to be available to people who need it. And if this was just a streaming platform issue, this would be totally different, you know, but it's not. You know, a streaming platform is not the only place where the gambling phone number is not listed. I mean, think of all the different community resource guides, phone numbers that are listed to call for crisis or safety issues, resources that are now being publicly and visibly available for like substance use and mental health. I mean, there are even school and workplace related information for talking about or getting help when it comes to mental health or knowing someone who may be having a problem with substances or struggling with suicide. You know, you go to conferences and gatherings among professionals, you can see pamphlets, handouts, magazines, frisbees. I mean, we got all the swag out there. And I always do this with all the conferences I attend. I go around the exhibit tables and I'm networking and learning about what's out here, what's there, what's going on. And I'll tell you, unless I'm at a gambling conference in particular, where the main aim is helping those impacted by gambling, outside of that, you don't walk away with a lot of resources or phone numbers. You know, even professionals don't have that resource available. You would hope that helping professionals would be that final line in the sand to have that information available. So like, even if Apple TV is not going to have it, even if there's not going to be billboards, you know, plastered with it, even if schools aren't going to have that resource available, you would hope that helping professionals and organizations that are, you know, doing this work would have that, even if it's not something they specialize in or address, but at least could give a number. And we wouldn't be okay with that, right? Like, if someone said, oh, I'm struggling with you know, suicide. Like, what if we didn't give anyone, you know, a crisis phone number, you know, a prevention number? What if we, someone said they were struggling with substance use and we didn't have anything to give them for it, you know, or mental health or domestic violence? Like, that would not be okay. I mean, we got into a very good habit of making those numbers and websites and resources more readily available. So we know how to do it. It's just, we're not giving the attention that it needs for gambling. And, you know, it's surprising. It's frustrating. You know, the more that I see it, it's not as surprising because, you know, I'm aware of how often it's not being shared and discussed and talked about. So when you go back to the idea of like, well, helping professionals should know that and have that and be able to give that. But, you know, in 2022, I did a survey among substance use professionals and their competency with gambling. Because part of it was, okay, if someone's not going to a counselor who specializes in gambling, but they're going to someone who does mental health, they go to someone who does substance use, do we feel good that, okay, they could at least get the counseling they need from them? Like, would they be able to provide that service? Would they be able to even provide some resource? So in part of the questionnaire that I did for substance use professionals, this is the one, it had 5 on there, and this went out to 45 clinicians, and I think that's a pretty good amount. And the question, the last one, was most concerning, which was, do you have adequate resources and referrals for a patient or client who has expressed concern about gambling? Okay, so even if you don't know how to treat it, you don't know how to address it, you don't have the skills, you don't have the knowledge, you don't have the training, you know, you don't have everything that you would need to, if someone were to say, I'm struggling with gambling, could you at least provide adequate resources and a referral for someone? And 82% reported that they did not. So even if the person is saying to us that they have a problem or they have an issue, hey, do you know where I could get some help? Do you know who I could call? The answer from that 45 set of clinicians, 82% said that they did not. And we can be better at that, right? You know, this isn't just an ask for Apple TV. You know, even though I'm really making it a mission to, you know, have that be available on their Here to Help platform, right? Like, that's, I am connecting that with colleagues of mine. I am reaching out to their contact and letting them know. I've sent messages on social media. I actually created a little toolkit campaign guide to try and get this done and recruit help to get this phone number and website added. So if you want to know what it is, you can reach out and email and I'll send it to you, or take a look at my social media accounts and it'll be there. But, you know, this isn't just for them, even though it's what really got my attention to be more like, we got to take care of this. This is not okay. You know, this is for a lot of you out there to have that phone number at minimum available to people, you know, and don't do what I call the Google trap. I talk with people about, you know, don't do that, you know, where someone goes, oh, I'm struggling with gambling. Do you know a resource for me? And you just say, oh, well, you can just Google it. One, no one needs our permission to go Google, right? If we tell someone to Google it, sort of shows that we don't know. Now, if you want to say, I don't know, let's look it up together, or let's take a look right now. But if you tell someone to just Google it on their way out the door is ending, and you're just, okay, we'll just Google it. You know, it, you don't think about what floods into their minds when they leave, and the next thing in their life is, you know, waiting on deck, like, you know, going home, or for some people it's finding a place to stay, or taking care of children, or having to make a meal, heading to go to work, or something related to school. I mean, there's, think about different appointments you've been to, and when you leave, where your mind goes after that. So I say that because you miss out on an opportunity when someone is asking for a resource. Instead of handing it to them and like lowering that threshold for help, you put up another barrier. You know, now they have to go find a number, or they have to discover a website. They have to wonder if this is legit, or if this is one that is going to work, you know, versus here, call this number. Like, this is the source you want to go to. Or here's this website. Go there, right on it. You can immediately find resources that are available to you in your local area. Start there. We are capable of lowering those thresholds, and we have that capability of doing that. That is something that we should be doing, and everything we can to lower those thresholds and remove barriers for people to access the resources that they need. So I would imagine listeners, audience members, or people that I've worked with in this area, you know, you probably have a lobby. Then there might be an area or a corner with some resources, some handouts, brochures, maybe even a posting of some helpline numbers. You know, please have one for gambling. You have a website, and there's a list of helpline numbers or places for people to go to if they're struggling with something or they need something. Please have one for gambling. You have someone that mentions gambling, or they're discussing concerns about their loved ones gambling or a family member's gambling. You know, please have a number that you can refer them to. I mean, that's the big ask, right? Is 10 digits. 800-GAMBLER. The ask is for one website, and that is ncpgambling.org. That's all it takes to at least begin to set this tone that this population is not forgotten. You know, that you are not alone, that there is help out there. And if you want to know the dire need for something like this, I want to really conclude with like a plea for this population in particular. And I talked a little bit about it with one of the statistics, but those who experience problems with gambling and those who are diagnosed with gambling use disorder have higher rates of suicide among any other addiction. Now, we could talk a lot about the connection with what we are talking about, but here, though, is the statistic with close to 80% of gamblers calling a helpline reported feeling suicidal at the time of calling. And I say this almost every time that I present on gambling at a conference or a webinar or a training, that, you know, volunteers and people who are staffing gambling helplines, you know, they're actually doing suicide prevention work. You know, so this number can save a life. These 10 digits can make a significant difference in this person's life and the lives of those around them. So yes, there's going to be a continued mission to constantly reach out to Apple TV and to continue to try and get that number listed on the Here to Help. Maybe at the end, I won't even have the Apple TV subscription anymore, depending on how much I bother them. Maybe it means that I will continue to have Apple TV because of their decision to make that change. And while we can put a spotlight on them, the even larger picture behind all this is they're not the only ones who need to do this. It's easy to use it as an example, but more importantly is it highlights a lot of us are not meeting this expectation. A lot of us aren't providing that resource to others. Even if someone were to ask for a number or a resource, there's not many of us who are readily available to say, absolutely, here you go. Here's a card with the number on it. Here's a pamphlet. Here's a website to go visit. At minimum, we should be able to have that number, have that website for them to have. So if anything from this whole episode, I hope what you learn is that 10 digits and having that accessible for those impacted by gambling is worth having.
You've been listening to Talking Addiction and Recovery with Andrew J. Schreier. We're so glad you've joined us and invite you to connect further with the show and these topics at www.andrewjschreier.com. That's Andrew J. S-C-H-R-E-I-E-R.com. You can also email us directly at talkingaddictionandrecovery@gmail.com and connect on social media, Instagram at Talking Addiction and Recovery, Facebook, Talking Addiction and Recovery Podcast, and Twitter at @talkar_podcast. To stay connected and never miss an episode, be sure to like, rate, and subscribe. Until next time, friends, let's keep talking addiction and recovery.